This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Come on. That's my mantra, right? Don't just talk about it. Actually do something about it. Anyway, lots of stuff going on in the Capitol today. Every time there's a mass shooting, right? The Democrats screaming about, you know, we need stronger gun control. They can never tell you what that actual gun control will do in the situation they're screaming about. What would it actually have taken care of? What would have been the difference? What would have been the change? How would it have saved? Right? Come on, think about it. Think about how quick they are to scream for stronger gun control, but they can never tell you why or how it would fix it. I'm going to say what I always say, and I know it makes people crazy. You have almost 300, think about this, you have 350 million people, give or take, in this country. You have, I think it's close to 300 million or just under 300 million registered guns. Notice how I said that? Registered guns in this country. And don't think that some of those guns that people have that are probably unregistered, older, didn't need to be registered in their areas. If the guns were the problem, then most of our population would be wiped out now, wouldn't it? But the guns are not the problem. People are the problem. We're back at it again. You can't talk about mental health, can you? Nope, can't talk about mental health issues. That's taboo. Untouchable. Just craziness. And Ted Cruz put it perfectly. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the whole thing here. I'll wait till after the break. I'll do it then, because then I'll know I'll be able to get the whole thing. But, you know, one of my questions, why did it take so long for them to release the name of the shooter? We all know why. Remember, when we had the shooter in Colorado here, almost immediately, we knew who he was, we knew his name, and you know what else we knew, which was made blatantly obvious? He was a churchgoer. Now, they didn't say the word Christian because, you know, they don't want to be too blatant at this point. Give him time, though. But he was a churchgoer. Think about that. And they were fast to call that out. Right, he was an Asian shooter, so Asians were attacked. But lots of checked if the Asians are white, right? They're considered, but that's how they're always talked about. The Colorado shooter, not a mention of his religion and or his name. We couldn't get his name for quite some time. When we finally got his name, and what I'm hearing, what I'm reading, what I'm understanding, is that he was a Muslim. But you can't say that. No, you can't say that. Not only that, on top of it, he was on the FBI's radar. They knew about this guy. They didn't go drag him in. They didn't talk with him. They didn't do anything with him. So why not? I mean, they're throwing dragnets everywhere for the people that stormed the Capitol on January 6th because, you know, they had to be Trump people. Or they're going to try to make it look like that. But yet this guy, this will be swept under the rug. You won't hear everything about this, not unless you actually tune into, okay, yeah, you know, the Fox, Newsmax, and a few other places, mine included. Right? They say that he allegedly brought the firearms used in the attack 6 days earlier. He was known by former classmates to be short-tempered, paranoid. I mean, crazy. How's that? Mental illness. But we can't talk about that. The document didn't disclose where Ahmad al-Aliwi Alyssa from the Denver suburb of Arvada. They don't know where he brought the Ruger AR-556. Right? But he did buy it on March 16th. So he passed the background check. 6 days later, he allegedly shot multiple people outside the King Scoopers on Table Mesa before entering the store and continuing to kill people inside. Now, there are reports. I haven't seen them. Nobody's shown them to me. But there are reports that he hated Donald Trump. He loved Allah. And I don't know if he was a practicing Muslim. I don't know if he was a... You know, again, you don't know any of this stuff. We've got to give it a few more days to kind of roll out so we can... But I find it interesting that they wouldn't even tell us his name. They wouldn't give us any of that information at first, but they did it with the shooter who shot up the Asian massage parlors. So here's a guy that was addicted to sex, and he was a churchgoer. But they made sure we knew that. Now, police are still investigating the motive of the attack. They said they're collecting statements from... You know, him, officials that didn't provide much more information other than that. Now, he's lived in the United States most of his life. The affidavit against him also describes how one of Alyssa's relatives recalled seeing Alyssa playing with a gun. She thought it looked like a machine gun just a few days back. The relative said she and other family members were upset with Alyssa for playing with the gun in the house and took the gun. I believe at the time of the interview with the police that the gun was back in Alyssa's room. I mean, here you have people knowing what was going on with this guy, knowing what was happening, and nothing. We heard nothing. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Be part of the conversation, part of the solution before I move on with this. We're talking about the Colorado shooter. And it's just, it's continually amazing to me. I should say it's amazing. I'm not surprised, okay? How about that? And how the left, the press on the left, they will hide anything. They will work overtime to make sure that their narrative is put out there and nothing steps on it. By the way, as you guys know, we're working with MyPillow, Mike Lindell, who I'm trying to get on the show as soon as I get through his busy schedule. Because I don't care about the pillows story. I care about his story. He's got a great story to tell. So anyway, if you're interested in the pillow, you're interested, you see the sheets, you see the blankets, give Joey M. here a little credit for these things, all right? If you head over to the website, mypillow.com, All you got to do is, when you're checking out, use the promo code Joe. If you use the promo code Joe, not only do we get a discount, but I get a little credit, you know what I'm saying, for the situation. If you call MyPillow, call 800-872-0353, 800-872-0353. Put that up on the website here shortly. And I do appreciate your help and your insight. All right. So we're talking about the shooter again. And how, you know, when it came to these two different shootings. Now, I think we've had, what have we had? We've had 10 or 12 shootings happen since Joey B. took office. But the violence was going to go away, remember? It was just going to go, just go away. Because now there was going to be civility in the White House, right? We see that happening, don't we? Same thing when Obama took office, remember that? The seas were going to part, the sky was going to part, life was going to be good. Yeah, so I don't know that either. See, look, they use a different dictionary. They live in an altered universe. Think about it. You got jobs being lost everywhere, and you got people losing homes. The market may be up, but who's actually making money? Where are the jobs going? Where's that money going? But this is all supposed to be wonderful. Right, this is their idea of prosperity. This is their idea of what the U.S. should be all about. Helping plants to close down and send them to Mexico. That's what it's all about for them. The FBI knew about this guy. They had a clue about him. We got nothing. And now we're talking about gun control, right? I'll play Cruz's clip in a little bit. We're talking about gun control, and in reality, if you really want to think this thing through, why aren't they ever outraged? Can anybody clue me in? Because I'm not the brightest guy in the room. Why aren't they ever outraged with the shootings in Chicago? Black-on-black crime. Black men, young men, kids being shot by other black men. Just the other day, over the weekend, 15 shot, 3 dead. Yesterday, 20 shot, 5 dead. Where's the Chicago legislators? Right? Where's the outcry there? There isn't any. It's not sexy. It doesn't play. It doesn't fit their narrative. Right? Notice with the Asian people, it wasn't white people that were shot, but the Asian were going after. Just amazing. I mean, they've been hoping that these people would be, you know, MAGA hat wearing, Trump loving, whatever, but they're not. And it doesn't get much better than this. And then again, the Democrats come out screaming about how we need more gun control. Why? What was going to change? What was going to fix? What was it going to fix? I'll put it that way. These guys never. I'm never amazed at how low they'll go to get what they want. We saw what they just did with the election. Not going to change now. Let me see if I can play this for you. Ted Cruz and what he did at the Senate hearing today.
When there's a shooting, we play this ridiculous theater where this committee gets together and proposes a bunch of laws that would do nothing to stop these murders. The Democrats propose taking away guns from law-abiding citizens. When you disarm law-abiding citizens, you make them more likely to be victims. If you want to stop these murders, go after the murderers.
Oh my God, you mean law? If you take guns away from law-abiding citizens, it'll stop the violence? Are these people for real? No, they really do. They really must believe that. Either that or they have no grasp of reality. They do not understand how the gun laws work, how they're written, and what they are. I can't come up with anything else, can you? What makes them think that most of this crime, most of these things that are being done in such a fashion where you really think those thugs that were killing people in Chicago went to the local gun store and passed a gun check? Are you for real? You really believe that having a guy like me go in and go through all the tests that I have to go through, all the checks I have to go through, is going to keep 20 people from being shot in Chicago? You really think a guy like me is going to walk into a supermarket and wipe the place out in the name of Allah or whatever? No, that's not what he was yelling, so I apologize. But his love for Allah was on his material, on his media. His hate for Trump was straightforward. Seriously. You won't hear that. That won't be pushed by the media because that'll show a violence level they don't want you to know about. We don't want that, do we? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it won't stop there. They'll want more and more and more from you. Even though they know they can't get there to help you. Now, in all of this, which has been talked about but not at length, I would imagine, we lost the police. You know those nasty police officers? You know the ones that go, they go look at the situation, and if it's black people, they run away because they don't want to help. Here you had a police officer that had been on for 11 years. I don't know if all this is true, but how many? I guess he had 7 children. And went running towards, went to help out. Would you do that? You think that these social justice warriors would do that? Not going to happen. We'll go to the phones after the break. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boulder, Colorado police are identifying the alleged shooter who they say took 10 lives at a grocery store.
This suspect has been identified as Ahmad Alyssa, 21 of Arvada. He has been charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree and will be shortly transported to the Boulder County Jail.
Maris Harold, police chief in Boulder, Colorado. Alyssa, born in Syria and said to also have ISIS sympathies. Witnesses say he didn't say anything before he opened fire on shoppers. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says the coronavirus vaccines have already saved thousands of American lives. Dr. Frieden also saying without proof that the United States is likely to see another surge in COVID-19 cases, but it will be far less deadly than the earlier surges because people are getting vaccinated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Side of GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something. Look, head up to the website, sign up for the newsletter that we have. It's up at the top right-hand corner of the website. You really can't miss it. Or if you don't want emails, you can always ask for a text alert. That's really simple. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Let's get back at it again because I really do appreciate your time with me. I really do appreciate, what we're doing here. I hope you do too. You got to get the information you need. Let's go to, love this guy, Ed in Washington. Ed, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for taking my call. This thing in regards to any kind of gun control, if you've ever been in that situation, the only true gun control for people who are not logical is for them to have a weapon to handle the situation. Otherwise, you're prey.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And
no question.
What I don't understand is, where was that officer that went in by himself when he got a call of something, of shots fired or whatever? Why did he go in by himself with no backup?
Well, we have heroes. We have people who believe that they might be able to stop it. I've seen that happen before. You know,
well,
these guys.
I have two. But I mean, I'm just saying there's a procedure, but
right.
Whatever. But this thing about, I know that illegal people that deal in crime, they have plenty of weapons, and not one of them are registered. Just talk to anybody that's in narcotics.
Yeah. No, I grew up, I have talked about this in the past, I grew up in a heavy mafia area, and the bottom line with it was, those guys shouldn't have had guns, shouldn't have been able to get guns, but they all had guns. So don't tell me that these laws are going to make it harder for these people to get guns. It's just, it's fantasy land.
It makes it easier for them to intimidate and to do harm to other people who don't even have a weapon to protect themselves.
Yep.
You know, it makes no sense.
All right, Dave. Thank you so much for the call.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Voyager sent a message back, and it says, more Dean Martin.
I will do that. I'll work on that for you. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I love Dino, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Ed brings up a good point, and again, some of you growing up in the inner city, I was just making fun of Chicago a few minutes ago. My heart goes out to those people who have lost loved ones in Chicago due to crime. But when are you guys going to really vote the right people in? When are you going to stand up and take back those streets? When are you going to actually do your own Million Man Watch in those neighborhoods that they're shooting kids in every weekend? When are you going to do that? Look at history. They did it in New York. They've done it in plenty of big cities in the past. It's time for Chicago to step up. The heck with the legislators. Don't let them bully you. Don't let them threaten you that you won't get the help. You're not getting it now. We talked about this the other night in Baltimore. You're not getting it now. Again, where I grew up, I'll bet you it was probably for every three guns on the street, two were illegal. Two belonged to thugs. Two belonged to mafia type of people. Seriously. You know, I don't tell the story often, but I've told it a few times. Just before I left Massachusetts, I had 22 pistols. 22 handguns. You know why? I liked handguns. I liked shooting. I liked going to target practice. It was just something I liked to do. And you know, in all the time I had those guns, I never threatened anybody. I never brandished it. I got mad. I got mad at people. I got a few fights in my day. Never pulled a gun out to shoot them or threaten with them. Never went home and got my guns and went back out. You know why? Because I was stable. I was mentally stable. You know, I'm making a lot of people crazy right now. When you see these shootings, these are not all by sane people, by calm people. There's a mental health issue behind a lot of these, and nobody wants to discuss it. When did mental health become taboo to deal with? Don't we love everybody? Don't we want to help people? It is. It's just amazing to me. And I don't believe that all the religious, quote-unquote, shootings. Everybody yelling, whatever it is, Allah Akbar, or whatever they yelled before they started killing people. Not every one of those people is doing it in the name of religion. Some of them really are sick between the ears. They're not because of what they believe. They're just sick between the ears. They needed help. They needed help. They took on whether it was a religion or a cause that they believe gave them the right to kill people. Think about something. We're so afraid of men, and maybe it's because of sexual orientation over the years. I don't know. I'm not saying that if you're gay, you know, this is what's causing it all. What I'm saying is that over the years, we have taken sexual orientation and made it a mental issue. So now everybody's running away from it because they're afraid. But really, sincerely, we have biological females who think they're males. Biological males who think they're females. We have, what is it? Trans species. I mean, this is real. This is not fake. Look it up yourself. Look at all the trans type, I don't know, what do you want to call it, issues there are out there. And not just transsexual kind of things. And yet, we sit here and we encourage those. We don't say anything about it. We don't tell them they need help. Right? We had one young lady that we did the story on her. She wasn't looking for any attention because she's gone nowhere with the story and she still lives the lifestyle. Truly believes that she was born in a human body, but she was supposed to be a cat. She's had tattoos done. She's had plastic surgery done. We've done stories on a half a dozen people like that. One young man who thought he was trans species spent $72,000, and my only comment was shame on the plastic surgeon who did that. Right? He thought he was planted here from another planet, and this is not the body he was supposed to be in. Nobody thought of getting him any mental health or mental help. You could almost give a validity, if you would, for lack of a better term, when we're talking about the transgender world, and I hear, and I see, and I read that they spend 20 minutes to an hour before they start to get the hormone pills or whatever medication they need. Are we for real? It takes people weeks, months, before a doctor finally diagnoses what they have and helps them with it. But yet, we're allowing people, kids, young people, to make life-altering changes to their body. after a 20-minute to a one-hour visit. You go look at some of these stories. How long the doctor was with them. Are you really okay with that, some of you? Really? I would do it. Forget the sexual side of things. Just other stuff in your life. I wouldn't make a decision if a doctor saw me for 20 minutes to an hour or even 2 one-hour visits and said, Joe, okay, here's your issue, here's your problem, this is what you need to do. Now you're going to see me a few more times. You don't know who I am after 2 hours of conversation. I know you're a professional, and there might be some commonalities between me and other people with mental illness. But you don't get it after 2 hours. And it's not right for you to start prescribing me all kinds of pills and everything after 2 hours. I've talked to people that go to the doctor after a conversation. The doctor prescribes, one guy in particular got prescribed, was going to get prescribed blood pressure medication because his dad and his two brothers were on it. So the doctor just took it for granted because his blood pressure was a little high that day. He was going to need it as well. Now it's time to leave and go find somebody else. Right? 855-732-5566. We also, the shooter, was problematic through school, had some other issues that he was dealing with, but nobody wants to talk about it. And again, I want to get back to the police officer that was shot. Eric Talley, who's 51 years old, 11-year veteran of the force, leaves behind him 7 children. One was as young as 5 years old. He will not be home to see his little boy tonight. And yet, we want to defund them. We want to belittle them. We want to get on them and get them gone. We want to treat them like monsters. When one of you little social justice warrior weenies decides to go running in to help people out, let me know. I don't see it in you. You're the real cowards. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in a little bit.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors.
They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GPN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Engage. I mean, no other way to put it. Engage in what's going on around you. Local politics. Call people on the carpet. Help people get in the office. Find out about these people. Don't just get somebody in because they're an R. Or they say they're conservative. Man, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves, being a Republican in California, in the area of Los Angeles I was in, you know, somebody would get nominated or what have you, and think that they were good for a position. You're going, well, wait a minute. I've never seen this person operate. I don't know what they're going to be like on a board. I don't know what they're going to be like when the actual pressure's on and they have to take an uncomfortable vote. I want to see them in uncomfortable positions. Well, as I always say, Democrats have to see the tax they don't like. Apparently, when they grew up, their economics had no budgets involved. You just keep printing that money. Not a problem. They're looking for, you know, another $3 trillion. They're calling it infrastructure for schools and families. But it's not. It never. What are they just... Look, they've got the power to make it happen. They don't really care what you think or I think. Why don't they just call it what it is? It's a $3 trillion, you know, friends and business acquaintances who donated their campaign plan. That's what it is. You throw a few bucks around to the families, makes everybody feel good, but it's nothing, not even close. And the Democrats, you know, say they, oh, but we want to work with the GOP. We want them to sign on. No, no, they want them to sign on to the bills only. Only if it's what they want. Only if it's truly the way they want it. They don't want to give. There's no compromise. There's no come on board, let's see what we can do. Look, you think about something. They just spent $2 trillion of your dollars, which we were able to prove and show, that just under 10% of it actually went to American families. The rest went everywhere else but. And yet they're putting American families on the hook to pay it back. What do you think of that? Now they're pushing a they will be pushing a $3 trillion package of investments on infrastructure. You know, and it's not like they have this open debate on the money, what it's going to be used for. No, no, no. They have, Dems are great at this. And, you know, remember, supposedly, the Dems are the most transparent. They love transparency. Well, not in this case. Actually, not at all yet. I heard the other day, just like Obama did, Biden's going to provide pictures and video of the inside of these holding areas for the illegals. So they won't let the regular press in. They won't let people come in and take pictures. No, no, they're going to do it. And frankly, he's a fool. Well, we already know that. That was not him. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to state the obvious. But these media sources were on his side. They're starting to see really fast. They're going to get screwed fast. And the same thing with the black community. Now you see some of the people in the black community rise up and go, wait a minute, he hasn't done anything he promised he was going to do. This is just going to fly by, or he's going to try to fly it through. Now, there's still preliminary, they say. The combined $3 trillion in spending proposed to boost the economy. You don't need to boost the economy. Get out of the way. Trump proved that to you. Get out of the way, and the economy will fix itself. People will go back to work. People will feel good about themselves. You'll get more tax money in. Apparently, the $3 trillion will boost the economy and improve the quality of life for every American. Now, they want a bipartisan package, but they'll do it without. They've done it before. We need to get it done, said Senator Richard Blumenthal out of Connecticut. And he's always been such a champion for fiscal responsibility, hasn't he? Biden's outreach to Senate Democrats came as the White House is under fire for its handling of the U.S.-Mexican border. The migrant crossings are skyrocketing. Look it. We all know. They started on their journey November 7th. And if he used the same rules on them that he wants to use on Americans, they wouldn't be getting in. Don't forget the immigration rules, just having to have the mask on, self-quarantine, can't travel. I mean, how far are we away from not being able to travel without an immunization card of some kind? Right? Anyway, when you look at what the $3 billion, I know it's a trillion, but it might as well be gabillion, where he wants to send that, where he wants to spend it, what he's using it for, they're going to be using it for humanitarian reasons. Right, the focus on infrastructure is going to shift. It's going to shift back. The priorities are going to be, you know, more about immigration, about, you know, green energy, which is not working. It is a bit, but it's nowhere near where they said it was going to be. They're going to give about $1 trillion for roads and bridges and rail lines and electric vehicle charging stations and so forth. But that's all stuff. Why is the government getting into, let me see, what's on the list there? All right, cellular networks. Why is the government going to pump up cellular networks? Let private industry do it. Look how far it's come in a relatively short period of time. The government needs to be fixing the roadways, the dams, keeping your water clean. That's what they should be focusing on, keeping your city safe. I mean, seriously, the Texas, look what Texas just went through. And it wasn't just because of the grid. That green energy was working out really well, especially when all the solar panels were covered in snow. And the turbines couldn't spin. Yeah, that'll work out well, right? They say that the goal would be to facilitate the shift to cleaner energy, and that will improve economic competitiveness. Well, we've been pretty competitive without the panels in the windmills. I haven't got a better name for them. Second part of the component would be to include investments in workers with free community college. Because we know that when you get a free education, when you get stuff for free, you cherish it so much more. See, I don't understand it. Why not make them pay for it? Make them pay for it. Make them do the work to get the grants and everything else. And then come up with something afterward. If they work so long in a certain industry, if they do something and they volunteer for so many years, I don't know, you cut it down by 20%, half or whatever. Free has never worked. They're talking about universal pre-kindergarten. Paid family leave. Who's paying for it? You and I are. What do you do with all those people that actually had kids while they were working? Right? Mom stayed at home. Grandma came and helped mom. Dad went to work. Money was still coming in. They were struggling through stuff, which builds character in anybody. I don't care who you are. When you face something that's really hard to do, they really have a problem with, and you push through, it builds character. You know you can deal. You know you won't freak out. You know you can make it through the other side because you've done it before. The overall price tag of money, according to the New York Times, has been circulating Capitol Hill for weeks. They have a clue as to what this might cost. Now, they're trying to figure out whether it's going to push through. It'll go through if they kill the filibuster. It'll go through if they try to cheat, put it in reconciliation. Pelosi asked Democratic Committee Chairman earlier this month to start working on their Republican counterparts to begin to craft a big, bold, transformative infrastructure package. Why didn't they do it under Obama? Are they afraid to spend any more money? They're already spending us into debt anyway. Unrecoverable debt, I would even say. Really? You know, even after the $2 trillion on the relief package. Right? Now, the Federal Reserve estimates that spending could push growth up over 6.5%. But how? I love when they come up with these numbers. You got people that aren't working. How? Right? They're going to raise corporate taxes on companies. You know what that means? They're going to hire less people. Less raises, less bonuses. White House officials said that the president had been very clear about his... Okay, that's a laugh right there. Joe Biden was very clear. Right there is the beginning of a joke, right? Even though the details are only just starting to surface, the officials in the White House insist that they've had these discussions in private conversations, and they know what they're talking about. Now, the House Energy and Commerce Committee debated a $300 billion plus measure to invest in drinking water, broadband, other priorities. Again, especially with broadband, let it go to private industry. They know how to do this. All the government knows how to do is screw it up, and then they'll have to shut it down. Look at all the involvement government had in the green energy in Texas and here in California, where they actually shut our electricity off for 3 days here in North Korea. Why? Because their infrastructure is screwed up because the state is handling it. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, Steve Cooley, former district attorney for L.A. County, is going to join me in the next hour. We're going to talk about recalling Gascon, why we need to do it, and what his sins are. We'll be back in a minute.